The Deputy Prime Minister, Paula Bennett, is with us in the studio, and good morning, and thank you for your time.
Good morning, good
to be
here.
All right, so the Greens policy yesterday on benefits, 20% increase across the board, no obligations, what do you think?
Yeah, well, that's the bit that gets me, is that no obligations. I worked really hard on that benefit system. We've got the lowest number of sole parents currently on benefits since 1988, and that's because we're simply getting in earlier, having mutual obligations. You know, people work really hard to pay their taxes. Those taxes go towards people on benefit, and as a consequence, there should be an obligation that you're working hard to get off benefit, and they've just wiped all that off in this policy.
So the obligations aside, I mean, that's nuts in my view. I mean, you've got to have obligations if you're going to take a benefit. What about the 20% increase?
You've got to have a balance between work and what you get on the benefit. And I think we've got that about right. And our own policy was to increase the accommodation supplement. This 20% across is unaffordable in many respects. Where are they going to take it from? They're going to cut areas and what, health or education or something, to put money there?
You see, here's the thing. We have a serious issue with intergenerational welfare, don't
mm-hmm.
we? Dependency.
Yes, we do.
Would this increase that?
I believe so. I mean, you know, we have got some children growing up in households where not only have their parents never worked, their grandparents didn't either. And they are hard work. So just last week, we announced a policy on NEETs. You're not in education, employment or training. And those are a group of young people are genuinely worried about. The message the Greens are sending to them is, don't worry, your benefits are going up. You can stay on them for life and there'll be no work testing. It's wrong.
And what about Matiria Touré declaring that she ripped the system off many years ago, 25 years ago?
Well, I mean, it's interesting timing. They're obviously sort of gasping for some ear there or something like that. Look, as I say, I think people work really hard to pay their taxes, and they would be disappointed to think that there was someone who was, you know, frauding the system ultimately.
You think it was a stunt?
Yeah, it feels a bit like it. It feels like there's a few of them going on. We've got another 9 weeks, I'm sorry, people, of a few more of them, I bet.
Winston Peters over the weekend says he will have a referendum, one on the number of MPs, back to 100, but the other one is the Māori electorates. What do you see in that?
Yeah, look, we've always said that at some stage we would like there not to be a need for, you know, sort of separate Māori seats. We haven't announced our policy on that for this campaign, so we'll do that at some stage over the next 9 weeks. I mean, it's a bit like I'm the Minister for Women. I would like to think that one day we don't need something like that, that actually we've sorted out some of those problems. But we do have Māori disproportionately still in our jails. And so I think that, you know, personally think at this stage there is a bit of...
National had a policy at one point to abolish them, right?
Yep.
The Royal Commission recommended the seats be abolished. This was back in 1986.
Yep.
Why have you, I mean, I guess Labor has as well, why have you reneged on this? Do you not have the courage? What's going on here?
I wouldn't say we've reneged. We just think you've got to get that timing right. And I'm not sure that right now is the right time. But as I say, I think we would still, we'll announce our policy in the next few weeks. But, you know, there will be a time when it's the right time to take them away.
Todd Barclay, where is he?
He's in his electorate and he's working hard. He's just not fronting up to the media, and it's got...
Well, what's he doing? I mean, I've seen stories of him coming out of a pub or something and taking a phone call. What's he doing?
I think he once did go to a pub in the last few weeks.
He's allowed to do that.
Goodness, yeah, that's outrageous.
But is he working or not?
Yeah,
come on, is
he
on garden leave? Is he on garden leave?
No, he's not on
$3,000 a week.
I've had contact with him myself over policy issues, and you know, I'm Minister of Tourism, so I've been doing some things in Queenstown, and he's been fantastic at that. He is still doing his constituency work and his advocacy for his electorate. I'm sure he'll turn up at some stage in the next few weeks. He's working with the whip over that, but he just hasn't been fronting the media, and I don't really blame him.
Right, so he's coming back to work?
I believe so, yeah, at some stage. I expect him to be, but he'll work with the whips on that.
But what contribution can he make realistically? Because he's out. He's not doing anything.
Well, he's leaving soon, but we've got a lot that are retiring this election. That happens every cycle, actually, and they still work through.
Okay. Morgan poll over the weekend, National down 43%. Down to 43%, 3.5. Well, I think 43% is... Labour are up, apparently, to 30.5, which I think is unrealistic. But what do you say?
Oh, look, I haven't seen that actual poll, and I don't take too much notice of it, to be honest. Look, I spent my week last week out there talking to people and a whole lot of them all up and down the country, and was just getting a great result. I reckon if you look at the ragtag bunch we saw in the weekend, they don't even like each other and they're name calling. I think we'll just keep concentrating on what's important for New Zealanders and see what happens on the day.
So part of, I'm guessing part of that ragtag bunch is Winston Peterson, New Zealand First.
Well, yeah, he was all a bit out there this weekend, wasn't he? And goodness knows, he doesn't like Matidia, and Matidia doesn't like him, and then he doesn't like Labour, Andrew Little, and Little doesn't like that either of them don't like each other. And these are the people that think they're an alternative government.
Yeah, but you look at any poll, and it suggests that you're going to have to deal with Mr. Peters.
Well, we'll see what the electorate decides on the day, but, you know, we're just going to keep working hard.
Now, the TV debates, this has come up over the weekend as well. Winston Peters thinks he should be in. What do you say?
I think that it's always been the Prime Minister and the Leader of the Opposition, and Andrew Little is the Leader of Opposition. Quite frankly, Winston wants to be in every single time. And if there's a wider debate that has party leaders in it, then I would certainly expect him to be there. But I haven't seen anything that makes me change.
So it'll be Bill English versus Andrew Little.
Yeah,
that's
well,
the way
it should be Prime Minister against a potential Prime Minister.
Obviously, you think Mr. English is coming in for a lot of criticism for his campaigning style, that he'll be a flop. What do you say about that?
Oh, everyone loves him. And he's him. His style is different than John Key's. It's different than mine. And it's, thank goodness, different than Winston Peters. And I'd take Bill English any day. It's honest. It's to the point. It's really engaging.
Boris Johnson coming out.
Yeah.
What do you expect to get from that visit?
Oh, I think it's really important. We've got major changes going on in the UK. It's a really critical relationship for us. And I think it's quite significant that he's coming here, and that we're going to have an opportunity to get into some discussions on our own turf.
Well, thank you for coming in, and appreciate it. Good to see you. That is the Deputy Prime Minister, Paula Bennett.